Hey, everybody. How are you? Thanks for joining me. My name is Joe Davidson. This is Zentertainment Talk Radio here on the web at Zentertainment.org. That was a little excerpt from a song that I wrote several years ago called All the World's Religions. It seems even more appropriate now than ever. There's been so much debate about this Cordoba House renamed Park 51 Community Center. Last weekend was September 11th, 2010. That's a weekend, or a time, I should say, that's always full of a lot of grief and sadness for me. I live in downtown Lower Manhattan, and I was here in 2001 and had this amazing, amazing view of the World Trade Center from one of my windows and woke up to the sound of someone screaming in the first plane hitting one of the towers. So I go through a lot around this time of year every year, and I wanted this year to take a lot of the feelings that I was feeling and the memories and do something positive with all of it and something healing. So I created a 9/11 tribute film video, and it features my photos from downtown New York City as well as my music, and I'd love to share it with you. So if you have a chance, please check that out. You can link to my YouTube page to see it, and the YouTube page is on the main page at Zentertainment.org. Well, I'm really excited to bring you my guest today. You know, on this show, we talk so much about holistic health and healing, organic food, and one thing we haven't talked about is sugar addiction. And I love sugar, just a little bit, but I love it. And, you know, I don't go for the junk food stuff. I like organic dark chocolate, any sweets that are using all organic stuff. But, you know, even if it's organic, it's still sugar. Okay, so here's the thing. My guest today, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, he's one of the leading integrative physicians in the country. And he has a new book out, and it is right in front of me. It's called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. It's a cutting-edge program to help you cut out the sugar, the white flour, all that stuff. And he explains why it is so dangerous for our health as well. And in case you're wondering, he's not one of these people who says you have to cut it out 100%. It's not about going cold turkey. So this is a book that I think is really interesting. It has some ideas as to why you might be craving the sugar, not just emotionally, but physically. What's going on that's making you reach for that? So I'm really excited to have him here today and talking about his new book. This is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum.
The average person is eating 150 pounds of sugar that's added to their diet. That normally was there each year. Most people are eating near their weight in sugar. And it's, you know, have you ever wondered why processed food is cheaper than like the real stuff? You think that the real stuff, you know, it would be the cheapest, and then if they did the work to add quality and stuff to it, it would get more expensive? No. I mean, the processed stuff, they're cheap, and the real food's expensive. Yeah. And that's because it's basically, what's the medical term? Caca. It's, you know, so it's just nasty. But I want people to understand the distinction, you know, that we like something to get a fair bit of something doesn't necessarily make an addiction.
Yeah.
What makes it an addiction is that it's unhealthy and makes us feel sick. And two, that we now have been creating it because there's some chemical or biochemical problem that's triggered.
Right.
So I want people to, I don't want to take candy from babies. I want people to enjoy their sweet tooth. I just want to put sugar back in dessert where it belongs,
yeah,
as opposed to drinking one of these 60-ounce Big Burps that's 45 spoons of sugar. It's not.
Right, because sometimes, too, with a lot of diets or books and advice, you know, it's cut this out 100%, and then people find they're not able to do that. And it's good to, like you said, keep dessert in dessert instead of having it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and whatever you're eating.
Absolutely. I mean, Chelsea, we can get people so healthy that they live to 120 years and have absolutely no pleasures left in life. It's why bother? I don't want to do that for somebody. So that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to have people like really enjoy life. And when I tell people avoid sugar, I add the three magic words, except for chocolate. But what I want to do is when sugar is leading you depressed, anxious, tired, not to mention causing heart disease, diabetes, and a host of other problems,
yeah,
I want to teach people how to recognize what's causing the sugar cravings.
Right.
How to get rid of those, so they're going to feel a lot better. And then they can have sugar where it belongs, for dessert and savor it, and they'll go.
Now, we all know that sugar tastes so good, but why is it physically and emotionally so addicting?
Yeah. Well, there's actually four different kinds of sugar addiction. And if people, for people to recognize what type is getting them is very important. And each of them, there's a simple quiz on my website or in my book that'll tell people really quickly what kind of sugar addict they are. But it can be summarized really quickly. Type one would be people who are basically they're just tired or exhausted from running around all day and busy life. And they are what I call hooked on energy loan shark drinks.
Uh-huh.
So they're reaching for the sugar and these energy loan shark drinks because they're tired. They just need an energy burst, but they don't realize it drags them down more than it builds them up over a couple hours.
Uh-huh.
The second type of people who are just exhausted, their adrenal stress handler gland, they have the feed me now or I'll kill you
mm-hmm.
kind of motto.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is the people with candida overgrowth.
Mm-hmm.
So they get sinusitis, spasticolum. The fourth one, the people depressed and anxious throughout the period. It's really very simple. You know, you're watching TV and you're going by a Dunkin' Donuts and you're doing this and that. It's just everywhere and it's in my face
mm-hmm.
all the time. So that, plus you get the sugar cravings because of the different problems that are going on, fatigue, anxiety, depression, we're treating, we're self-medicating ourselves. It's just like an alcoholic.
And you think that sleep is important and part of the cause for people's sugar addictions?
Sleep is important. That keeps us younger. It keeps us skinnier. It keeps us our immune system working, knocks out pain. Does a lot of things. But when you don't have sleep, you're going to be tired. When you're tired, people reach for sugar. They want a quick energy burst. But like I said, sugar is a loan shark. So what I tell people is if you need something quick, you'll find even just one or two Tic Tacs under the tongue or a teaspoon of sugar or a packet of sugar under your tongue. That's enough to get your sugar up quickly to give you that burst of energy
yeah.
without putting you on the sugar roller coaster. So if you need something like right now, go for a couple Tic Tacs, go for a teaspoon or half a teaspoon of sugar under the tongue where it gets absorbed quickly, and then go for the high-protein food. And that's what's going to go ahead and give you sustained energy without acting like a loan shark and crashing you later.
A lot of our listeners are vegan and vegetarian, and then a lot eat organic meats as well. And I noticed in your book that you were off pretty much promoting a more meat-based diet, and I wondered what your experience was with that and what you thought of books like The China Study and just kind of what your take is on that.
What I find, Joe, is that there's no one diet that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have periods in my life where I go through I'm vegetarian, other periods where I'm more meatitarian. And a lot of it has to do with what spiritual work I'm doing, what parts of myself do I need to grow. And I found that certain periods of time, being vegetarian works very well, leaves me feeling kind of light, clear, and the rest. Other times, the type of work I'm doing is so heavy that I need more grounding.
Yeah.
And there'll be more meat as an issue. So I'm not a believer in one size fits all.
Uh-huh.
I'm a believer in people listening, you know, inquiring with them, as they say, seeing what feels best to them, not just in that minute, but even over the next day and the next week, see what their body is asking for and how it's working.
Yeah.
Because I think it varies time to time. And I think for any diet, for the vegan diet, very healthy diet, but zinc, B12, calcium, iron, those would be the main risk issues.
Yeah.
Sometimes omega-3s, depending how they're doing it. Meat-based American diets, the risk nutritionally is near everything.
Yeah, yeah. Too much meat, and a lot of times that's factory farm meat, so you're getting additional hormones and antibiotics, whereas you're not getting that when you eat organic meats.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the American environment, we take 85,000 chemicals poured into the environment. Picture this, Joe. If I want to take one chemical and call it a medicine, I have to pay the $400 to $800 million FDA tab, basically, to put it through that process
right.
for safety and the whole thing. But if I want to throw it in your food or in the water or just throw it at you or just whatever, there's nothing. All you have to do is not have anybody approved that's going to kill you. So 85,000 chemicals thrown in our environment, but a lot of them in food supply. And we wonder, gee, I wonder why people are having all these problems.
And there's a lot of natural things people bring up, but nobody's going to pay that amount of money to get them approved because you're not able to make profits on them because they're natural. I mean, obviously, natural supplement companies make some profits, but it's nothing in comparison to the pharmaceutical companies. So
they're not patentable. And that's the operative word. You can't patent it.
Right.
And therefore, you can't. The only things that have made it through the FDA process are calcium, because there's so much of it being used. And calcium is basically toxic. And people who take it without the other nutrients balancing it, it's more likely to kill them than help them. And the folic acid for birth defects, because Congress threatened to slash their budget if they didn't finally approve folic acid for birth defects. Those are the only natural things approved by the FDA, because they're not patentable. ain't going to happen. Nobody can put it through that process.
So to make calcium safe to take, what do you need to be taking with it?
Magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, for starters. The people of osteoporosis, they should not be taking calcium by itself. They're nice mixes. I talk about it in the book. There's sections on osteoporosis, too. Strontium, almost twice as effective as the medications. A journal study just showed that it is now a first-line treatment for osteoporosis. But I will bet you that 99.9% of doctors will never hear about it because there's no big money and it's cheap.
Yeah, that's really why I don't. My personal thing, I don't generally go to Western medicine doctors. I mean, I would if I needed to, and I do occasionally. I definitely do occasionally. I'm not against it. There's a lot of things Western medicine offers, but it hasn't really helped me very much in my life. So I tend to see naturopathic doctors and herbalists and homeopathic doctors and acupuncturists and explore all these other kind of methods of healing. Well, I wanted to bring up...
There's a word for that, Joe.
Yes.
It's called being sane.
I think it's being sane. Well, you know, when you get into the world of healing, it's not something that you can contain in a box. It doesn't include a set of fixed in cement rules. And I feel like doctors are really limited by the rules that they're put under when they get degrees in Western medicine. They're not allowed to go outside of those too far. So.
That's part of it, but it goes beyond that. Important for people to realize that virtually everything that physicians learn comes from the drug companies. If you look at our conferences, they're virtually all paid for by the drug companies. The esteemed professors giving these very scientific-sounding talks are on the payroll of the companies supporting or sponsoring the conference. Mm-hmm. The journals are on the payroll. Look at the drug ads. It's all drug ads. No golf clubs, no Lexuses, all drug companies. Basically, medical education is a big advertisement masquerading as science and educational activities. So basically, whatever's most expensive is what's going to be pushed to the doctors. That's all we're going to hear about.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of the whole swine flu? I call it a hoax, but I shouldn't say that probably, but I got really upset about it.
I wouldn't call it a hoax.
Yeah,
I call it a scam.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing I called it, 10, 15 years ago, and they did the exact same thing. I think there's a lot of money to be made on fear, and there's a stand if you do, damned if you don't. I didn't take it. I didn't recommend it. It's not unreasonable for people to have taken it, but it's not. But basically, my impression is that for most people who are not immune suppressed, it was a scam. And I think if you want to prevent catching all these infections, because there's hundreds of infections coming down the pike. So whether you're going to take an immune vaccine for each of them, get your sleep, get good nutritional support. There's a nice vitamin powder that makes you really easy. Get some sunshine, cut back the sugar, and your immune system knows just fine how to fight these infections.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a pincushion.
Fructose corn syrup, we see that in a ton of things. What do you think of that? Is it worse than sugar or the same as sugar? Or is it okay?
Worse? It's worse. It's even harder on the metabolism. It's worse on the heart, more likely to cause high blood pressure and other problems. It's basically just another name for sugar. And what I want people to do is to start looking at the nutritional labeling. Everything on the front of most everything is on the front of a container when you buy something. That's the advertising. Turn it around. Look at that little nutritional box.
Uh-huh.
Look at grams of sugar. Divide by four, and that's how many spoons of sugar are in a serving. Now, once you know that, you can make an informed decision. Is that worth getting 26 spoons of sugar that's in that thing? Or no, is it kind of gross and you put it back? 4 grams makes 1 teaspoon. Take that number and divide by four.
All right.
That's how many spoons of sugar are in the thing. So if it says 32 grams, divide 32 by 4, that's 8. And that you have 8 spoons of sugar in a serving.
I can't believe how much that is.
But, Joe, let me give you a simple thing. And for the Lyme folks out there, for folks with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, these represent an energy crisis. And there's many things that blow a fuse. You can blow it with Lyme disease. You can blow it with injuries. You can blow it with chemicals, all kinds of things. But once you've blown the fuse, which is what chronic Lyme, CFS, fibro, and ME are, the SHINE protocol will restore energy production. on my website at vitality101.com, you'll see a free symptom analysis program, and so I'm going to invite you to do it. This is actually, I hold a patent in the U.S. for computerized physicians, and I made this so everybody with a chronic Lyme, CFS, fibro can go ahead and get better. It'll go through the thing. It'll look at your symptoms and analyze them. If you have the lab testing available that's pertinent, it can even analyze those, but you don't have to do that. It will tell you what's causing your body to not be able to get rid of the Lyme disease. And it'll go through each of the things and tailor a treatment to your case, and it's free.
So Vitality101.com.
Mm-hmm. And on the homepage, you'll see symptom analysis program. Do the free one. That gives the same information as the longer one. And just make it easy for yourself. And this way, you're going to learn, you know, what's going on. And that program is also will look for similar things as causing the sugar addiction, look for yeast issues, look for the adrenal issues. And we'll sort those out in the questions and then teach you how to treat those. And then the book Beat Sugar Addiction Now and the other books on Fatigue, fantastic. I had CFS, I had fibromyalgia back in 75, so I know what it's like. I mean, been there, done that, left me homeless. And it was funny that the professors were clueless how to help me, but the people I met in parks, I almost became a naturopath instead of an MD because the naturopath helped me so much to get well. But the universe steered me back into the direction of medical school.
You talk about ribose a lot, and personally, I actually tried Korvalin, and I didn't do well with it. Are there any other brands of ribose, or is there just the brand under the name Korvalin?
It's all the same stuff.
It's all the same.
But I tell people, if it says ribose 5 grams, it's ribose 5 grams.
Yeah.
I just tell people to get a powder instead. What you may want to look at is that we just had another study that is getting submitted for publication at 53 different medical centers showing an average 61% increase in energy. But you'll find that a very small percent of people, what happens is that it stresses their adrenal glands when you start making energy again. It causes the adrenals to crash because the adrenals can't keep up with the need for making energy. So what I would do is lower the dose, take it with food, but treat your adrenals. You want to get some licorice, licorice tea, licorice herbal, not the licorice candy. There's no licorice in candy in it. You want to get some adrenal glandulars. You want to get all the different things, the vitamin C, the vitamin B5, the rest to support the adrenals. There's an adrenal stress end product, really good. There's a bioidentical adrenal support. So I would treat your adrenals because to me, especially if people felt kind of overdrivey on it, they sometimes get hyper because that to me that's a sign of adrenal exhaustion, which you've already said you got. So that all ties together. So I would treat your adrenals, and then you can go back and try the ribose again, but in lower dose, and take it with food.
One of the things that I've found, I don't know about any of you out there listening, is that kinesiology has been really important for me. It's muscle testing, so you can tell what really is right for you to take. And I have found very few people that can do it accurately. So that's kind of the problem with it, because a lot of people think they're accurate and they're not. And then you think, oh, it doesn't work. But I've actually, in 10 years, I've met two to three people who I think are really accurate with me, and I'm working with someone now. So I think that's really important because you can go through all these things and something might work just great for somebody else and it's really not right for you.
Absolutely. And let me give you an interesting thing on that. I have a policy that I don't take money from any of the natural product companies or the pharmaceutical companies. And for products that I make, the royalties go to charity. And that's why I can unabashedly give thumbs up and thumbs down and stuff. But one of the studies that a foundation funded was using an applied kinesiology technique called NAET for treatment of autism. And this is another study we submitted that's right on the board, getting ready to be published. It's going through the review process. Of the 30 autistic kids in the treatment group with NAET, 23 were back in regular school at the end of 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group. So, like you're saying, if you have somebody who's a gifted practitioner, the muscle testing can be very helpful. But if you have somebody who's not, hasn't really gotten, it's an art.
It's an art. You can't just go to medical school and study this. And also your own thoughts and your own, if you already have a conclusion in your head of what you think, you know, you can affect it. You can affect the muscle testing. So you have to have somebody who's really clear. And that's a challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wanted to ask.
My wife.
What did your wife do?
Exactly. Yes, yeah, she's the editor of the Journal of the NIH.
She's
very, very effective here.
Yeah, oh, cool.
For anybody in Hawaii looking for somebody, she's awesome.
Great. So if any of you happen to live in Hawaii, look her up. I wanted to ask you a quick question about white potatoes, because I know those are high. Are those really the same as sugar in your body when you eat those?
Potatoes, white flour, it's broken down very quickly into sugar, basically, and absorbed. So for some people, they can handle it in moderation. Better to have it along with the fiber, like the potato skin or things like that. So the fiber will go ahead and actually slow down the absorption of the sugar.
Okay. So that's good to know. And maybe even to just cut back on those products when you're dealing with things like candida, adrenal dysfunction, diabetes. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. It boils down to listening to your body and not just seeing how you feel right after you eat it, but checking 3 hours later and we'll tell you.
That's a good idea too, because a lot of times you think it's hard for people to make the connection between how they feel around dinner time with what they ate maybe mid-morning, but it's completely connected.
Mm-hmm. And for food allergies, I want to give the caution. I do not recommend the blood testing that's out there for food allergies. It is inaccurate and will make most people neurotic.
Right.
Better thing to do is an elimination diet. We have one of those door straps that us use on our website that's wonderful, and it's a kinder, gentler elimination diet. So for people with severe food allergies. But what I want to note for you folks is that when you treat the adrenal and the yeast issues, most of you will find that many, if not most, of the food allergies will go away also.
Yeah. Well, I thank you so much for writing this book and for the work that you do. Vitality101.com, the book is called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. If any of you want information, and let's try and beat this together, because I know that sometimes when we join with each other and we focus on a goal, it's easier to do it with friends than alone.
Well, Joe, that's really been a pleasure. And well, I want people to know these things are very treatable. And once you figure out what's going on, the trick is not to cut out everything so you can have a perfect, miserable life. The trick is to have a life you love. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Joe, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Great day. Bye.
I want to thank Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum for being here on the show today. His book is called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. His website is vitality101.com. Check it out. You can fill out information and get back all sorts of ideas on how to help yourself heal as well. Thanks for joining me. My name is Joe Davidson. This is Entertainment Talk Radio here on the web at centertainment.org. And I will catch you next time. I hope you all have a great week. Peace.